Hello and welcome to the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Nick.
Sir.
Welcome. No, it's cool. You've got your brain still in Jamaica.
Yeah, man. Respect.
My wife had to fill in for you. Again. Picking up the slack.
I'm sure she did just fine.
I feel like she did awesome.
I'm sure she was so-so.
It was pretty great.
I'm sure she was just okay.
I'm sorry, Nick, but I hate to give you the bad news on the air.
Are you leaving me for your wife?
Well, it's better than the other way around. Let's face it.
That's a solid point. That is a solid, solid point.
So how'd it go? You had somewhat of a miserable flight with the kids, I understand.
We had two miserable flights.
Yeah.
Well, not the second one, I wouldn't say was miserable, but the flight down there, and I said this before we left, was a 7:30 a.m. flight.
Right.
So we, international flights, it's like you're supposed to be there like 3 hours ahead of time.
Yep.
We didn't need to be there as early as we were. We left the house about 4.
Okay.
So got down there at like 4:30, 4:45. Got in the airport before 5 o'clock.
Yay, no traffic.
There was no line when we checked our bags.
Nice.
US Air has these really cool kiosks that they just opened that morning.
Oh, really?
Where it's like you scan your boarding pass and your passport, and it like prints out and say how many bags you're checking. All that stuff. There was no line. Take
That's
our
banging,
bags.
Dude.
And then it's like there was no line for security.
That's sick.
So, you know, we had to wait around the airport for like an hour and a half before we boarded. They boarded us early. And so we're like, oh, cool. It's not a full flight. Figuring we're going to get off the ground early.
Right.
Great. Girls didn't go back to sleep.
Right.
Like, we figured they'd go back to sleep in the car. Sophia fell asleep for a little bit. Maddie didn't. They're wide awake in the airport.
Mm-hmm.
So we get on the flight. We're sitting there waiting. And they're like, oh, well, it'll be about another 20 minutes. We're waiting for a connecting flight with about 18 people. We're like, why are we sitting on the plane? So we're sitting there waiting. And they're like, just another few minutes. And, like, we waited there for probably about a half an hour for those people to get onto the plane. And then they taxi out, and we're waiting in line. And they're like, oh, we're still waiting on some weight balance issues. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? They had to get the the weights of the luggage from the people on the connecting flight. Like, in the system,
okay.
So they could know, like,
right.
How are they have to adjust.
Yeah, they have to adjust the onboard computer and
everything like that.
Right.
So we ended up sitting on the tarmac for a little over an hour before we took off. There was like two other kids on the flight.
Okay.
But for the first, like, it's a 3.5 hour flight.
Yeah.
So the first hour was okay. The second hour was kind of okay.
Yeah.
The last hour, Maddie was in like full on meltdown,
uh-huh.
Like screaming, was exhausted.
Nice.
Totally inconsolable.
But you had somebody. There. You weren't prepared enough, apparently. And thankfully, somebody stepped in.
Oh, yes, there was...
Thankfully, somebody...
There was... Her name was Tracy.
Nice.
She was drunk.
Naturally.
In her... About 50, I think.
Okay.
So... Kids want a taffy. They want a lollipop. And I'm like, what? And so she gives Maddie a lollipop. And it seemed to calm her down. And then, like, Sophia started freaking out because she wanted one.
Mm-hmm.
And I took Sophia to the bathroom. I come back. And, like, this woman is holding Maddie. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Oh, Jesus.
And she's like, I'm helping with your daughter. I'm like, I can see that. Get off of my kid.
And, get off the plane.
Yeah. And Sarah's like... She's like, yeah, Sophia, we're going to see her at the resort. And I thought she was kidding.
Oh, no.
But like, I can hear her, like, three rows behind us, like, singing to Maddie. She's like, brown bear, what do you see? And I'm like,
wow.
Lady, shut up. And she's like, Maddie! Maddie! And then, like,
oh, man.
She's like... introducing her to, like, their big group of family that she's with.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, like, shouting at everybody on the plane. So, like, we get to the airport in Jamaica, in Montego Bay, and we had, like, a 20-minute ride, thankfully.
Yeah.
But, like, we get to the airport, and we have the little umbrella stroller. Maddie immediately passed out.
Nice.
Like, waiting in line for customs. I was like, are you kidding me? That quickly?
Finally.
Yeah. And then Sophia falls asleep 2 minutes before we pull in the driveway of the resort on the shuttle. I'm like, wake up. We have to go inside.
Go inside, then pass out.
Yeah. And then this woman, Tracy, and her whole crew were at the resort with us all week.
Oh, man.
And she was insane. Like, drunk every time I saw her.
Living it up.
Like, I showed you a video of this thing they called the Magic Carpet.
Yeah.
But they, like, it was like a mat they rolled out on the pool, and it had the kids run on it.
Right.
Like, Sophia did it, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
And she was the best of all the kids, because obviously.
Obviously, right. Because my kid wasn't there.
Yeah. Of course. But then they had the adults do it.
Uh-huh.
And they wanted to do races. And, of course, Tracy's like, she's going to do it. She fell immediately.
Of course.
But
yeah.
She's standing there, and she's, like, in a bikini, and she just, like, bends just right over, and there's a photographer, like, they had all these photographers there with just, like, ass right in the photographer. And the one entertainment coordinator is like, the photographer is right behind you. And she, like, immediately falls while she's running, and, like, falls in the water, climbs back on, and then they do a race with her and someone else on it. They're, like, tackling each other. And the woman she's going against beats her by, like, a hair, and she gets out, and this other lady's nipples hanging out.
Oh my god!
Of her bathing suit, and the entertainment reporter is like, "That's a nipple! That's a nipple! That's a nipple!" like, so I'll fast forward. So she was insane the entire week,
right?
And kind of acted like she forgot who we were and, like, who the girls were, until we're sitting in the lobby and I see them all come down to leave to get on the shuttle with us. I'm like,
oh my god!
Yeah, I'm like, no. No, you are not on our flight back. Like, I was like, are you freaking kidding me? And she's like, you're Maddie's daddy, right? I'm like, yeah. She's like, my son over there just bought a guitar, and he said he wanted to sing Maddie a lullaby if she got upset on the plane. And I was like, dude, how drunk are you right now? And she was hammered the entire flight. So, yeah, she's drunk the entire flight back.
Yeah.
And aside from her just being loud and obnoxious, like, we actually boarded early on the flight back.
Okay.
Took off early. Flight was shorter. Again, neither of the girls slept. It was an afternoon flight, like 2:30.
Right.
Or 2 o'clock, 2:30 or something. I don't remember.
Something like that.
Yeah. And, I mean, I could kind of see some dirty looks from the woman in the seats in front of us. And, you know, I felt bad. Like, the girls just didn't want to sit still. And, you know, they had a couple outbursts or whatever. So, yeah, just trying to contain them was difficult. But, you know, it's just, like, your blood pressure.
Right.
It's just, like, up with the entire time. Like, I was able to... We gave Sophia some Duplo Legos. That kind of kept her content for a while. Thought the Wi-Fi would be free.
It's not.
No.
So I found that out the hard way.
Yeah, because I was figuring, okay, we'll have the iPad. Sophia can watch YouTube.
Right.
Like, that's what... honestly, if you didn't have to pay for Wi-Fi, if it was just free on the flight...
Would have been totally fine.
She would have been completely content just staring at that thing. So, you know, lesson learned. Next time, get some movies, put them on.
Right.
The iPad.
Yeah. Download some things.
Yeah, like, we have, like, the Disney app, and we have, like, The Incredibles and Frozen on there, but I think it has to be connected.
Makes sense.
For it to work.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, I don't think the app would even open. Like, I tried to get it.
Yeah.
To open, but, you know, so lesson learned. So I said to Sarah, like, you want to go to Disney? I'm not flying. I was like, well, the drive? Yeah. Or, like, take a train.
Right.
Because, like, on a train, there's a lot of cars that just walk back and forth.
Speaking of driving, Dead 2.0?
Yes.
Come on. Road trip.
Yes.
February next year, Washington, D.C. It's like a 3.5-hour drive.
I can't wait.
It'll probably be longer because we'll stop once or twice, you know.
Maybe. I mean, You can stop once, but...
I'll tell you one thing.
It's an easy drive.
Not going to have to stop for gas. You know why?
I do not.
Because our good friends at hashtag KiaDad will be hooking us up with a ride for the weekend.
Is that official?
Yes. Pound it.
I did not know about
this. It's going to be awesome. So this is a project we're going to have to plan out a little bit.
Okay.
We're going to have to do some filming of our road trip down there, as well as we'll film a little bit around Dad 2.0 and our trip back.
Okay. That is freaking awesome.
I get the car the Wednesday before, have to return it the Wednesday after.
What key are we getting it from?
Don't know. Well, here's the nice part. They drop it off at my house.
Nice.
Which is sweet.
And then you'll pick me up.
Right. So they'll bring it right to me, I'll come pick you up, we'll hit the road, my friend.
And I'm on the way there, so.
It's going to be sick.
That is... Do you get to pick the car?
No. No. I already told them it must be four-door. It must have room for baggage, obviously.
Because we got a lot of baggage.
Yeah.
Nice.
Plus, we're going to have some swag to bring back with us, you know.
Yes.
All good things. But yeah, man.
So they cover gas. Will they cover parking?
They will not cover gas, actually. But that's all right, because the gas mileage is amazing.
Right.
We're not even going to have to fill up on the way down there.
On the way back.
We'll have to fill up halfway on the way back. It's going to be pretty sweet.
Dude, that's freaking awesome.
Right?
Thanks for springing that on me on the air.
Yeah, Key is bringing the hookup. It's gonna be sweet. Those guys are awesome. I've been talking to them for the past couple of weeks. Got some other projects down the line with them, but we've planned out. We've planned ahead.
Nice
for that.
Well, I am now excited.
It's gonna be sweet.
So I'm assuming you will be driving.
I will be driving.
And I'll be filming.
I will be your pilot. Hey, no backseat driving.
I'll be in the passenger seat.
No passenger seat driving either. No grabbing the wheel.
Well, we may need a better camera.
Well, I might be working on that. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. We'll see if I can. I've been thinking about investing in a GoPro. We'll see. I don't know.
Well, if you do, I'm just gonna wear it on my head at Dad 2.0 and just run around like an idiot.
Just do that. Yep. Oh yeah. Can we get a bicycle helmet? So we can put the rig on top,
all right,
and then we can put a pop and bottle sticker on the front of it.
I have a hockey helmet.
Nice. Even better.
I have to find it. I'm pretty sure it's in storage.
Oh my gosh.
But I will say this. I have not opened that hockey bag in like 6 years.
Ooh.
So it probably is really funky.
So soak that helmet in bleach.
Yeah. Well, we had a couple red helmets that we used when, or maybe they were white, red or white, that we used when Sarah and I did costumes as Double Dare contestants.
Okay.
So, if I can find those, but then, you know, I also have Sophia's bike helmet.
True.
Or I'll just buy one.
Probably a lot fancier than your own.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mine is just solid. Sophia's is like...
All blinged out.
And also would not fit my head, but which would make it funnier. So that's freaking awesome.
Yeah. It's going to be sick, man.
We're getting some...
Sick.
Getting some good deals going.
Stuff going on.
Speaking of,
it's Men's Health Month.
Starting on Monday, June 1st.
Today, yeah. If you're listening to this on Monday,
June 1st.
It is Men's Health Month.
And we are proud partners with Flat Out Frat.
It's a little bit of a tongue twister.
Flat Bread. So they are. This episode is brought to you by our friends at Flat Out Flatbread.
One word, delicious.
Yes. Specifically, their Hungry Girl variety,
which is funny.
Yes, because we're doing
because
this
it's Men's
for Men's Health Month. But they make great partners.
Mm-hmm.
With, any meal. I've already had it with a turkey burger.
Right.
And it was freaking phenomenal.
Right.
Grilled cheese for Sarah.
Right.
She absolutely loved it. Made it literally on the grill.
Right.
And also had bacon, egg, and cheese
awesome.
On one with some sriracha, and it was fantastic.
I only did one so far, and that was just straight quesadilla. Threw a little chicken on there. Delicious. Got some plans coming up, actually. So we had tried something beforehand where we did a sausage, spicy sausage with mozzarella and fig jam on a burrito.
A tortilla.
A regular tortilla.
Right.
It was good, but the tortilla made it kind of nasty.
Okay.
Not gonna lie. But having had the new flatbread before and just picturing the flavors together in my mouth, if that makes sense.
I can picture it, yeah.
Right, yeah. It's going to be great.
Yeah. We were able to taste four different varieties.
Okay.
Well, I think four. One is the is rosemary and olive oil.
Was the one that I used.
Yeah,
that was great.
That's a good one. 100% whole wheat. With flax.
Right.
I've been using them nonstop.
Yeah,
have you? Yes. I think I made like three burgers.
Nice.
Turkey burger and regular burger. Traditional white.
Okay. Which is probably the one I'm going to use for the sausage.
That'd be a good one.
We'll see.
And there's also the classic white slider size.
Right.
So they're, I think there's 18. Yeah, there's 18 in a pack.
Yeah.
And you can just make like little sliders. I haven't done that yet, but I'm going to.
Yeah, definitely going to be using those. My parents just got a house. We're going to have a housewarming party soon. There's going to be plenty of guests.
Right.
So we're going to do little slider size things for that.
Little buffalo chicken sliders. But,
oh, nice. Yeah.
It's a healthy alternative to, the high in carb, high in carb bagel or a bun.
What my parents call balloon bread.
Yes.
Because it's mostly full of air and carbs and no actual, healthy for you bread.
Correct. So we are partnering with them for June, for Men's Health Month.
Right.
With Flat Out Flatbread. Go to your local grocer. Check it out.
Yeah. Definitely get yourself some, especially, come on, let's face it. It's beef season.
Yes.
We're all trying out new diets. I've been trying to cut carbs, been trying to push my protein, eat better, and trust
me, fiber.
Ditching the loaves of bread for these. Because they're just great.
Exactly.
Haven't tried giving them to the little one yet, but we'll see.
I have not either. I'm going to see.
She's picky right now because she's teething.
Yes.
So we'll see how that goes.
We'll be putting up a post in the next, couple weeks.
Yep.
Letting you know exactly, our thoughts on them, some recipe ideas.
Right.
There'll be a link for a coupon. You guys can go out and get your own flatbread.
Yeah, coupons.
There's some video that we're working on.
Right. We got a YouTube video in the works.
We do. I already filmed myself cooking, using it.
Yep.
And we have a very special Ask a Dad coming. Probably next week, maybe the week after.
Okay.
It'll be very specific.
Oh, yeah.
Where we'll need, we'll want health and diet related questions as opposed to the kind of grab bag, ask us whatever you want type thing. But as I said, this week's episode is brought to you by Flat Out Flatbread.
And join us for the rest of Men's Health Month as we continue to use Flat Out Flatbread in our own homes, and please, please use our coupon as soon as we can get it to you.
Yes.
To go get it for yourself and check it out. It's going to be great.
Yes.
So we had a breakthrough this week in the Mullen household. We have poopy in the potty.
Oh, you finally learned how?
Shut up.
I'm glad Carissa finally convinced you to do it.
You know what?
Because you were disgusted.
It's very relieving.
You're an animal.
It's very relieving. Yeah. Shouldn't have done it in Emma's potty, but, baby steps.
Baby shats.
That's fine. Yeah, we got Emma. Well, I say we. Carissa got Emma to poop in the potty.
That's
finally.
Fantastic.
Let her run around naked for a little while.
This is how I get myself to go.
Just run around the house naked. Yeah, a little. Yeah. Just start doing laps.
Exactly. I gotta get warmed up.
Gotta get warmed up and loosen up. Doing stretches.
There are some very important stretches that you need to do.
Oh my gosh. Anyhow. So apparently she was running around naked for a little bit. And then she stood kind of off in her corner, apparently.
Okay.
And got this look on her face like, oh god, it's happening. And I don't have a diaper on. It's happening right now. It's happening whether you like it or not. Do something. So Carissa picked her up, put her on the potty, and Emma was freaking out a little bit because, you know, the sensation of going and not having a diaper on.
Right.
But she did it. Came right out, and there was cheering. Carissa was cheering her on, making it a happy experience.
That's awesome.
It's a win.
It's early.
Yeah, and I'm actually quite happy about it because it's a brand new potty. We had one that it comes apart in sections, you know, so that you can sit the one part on the actual toilet seat. Yeah, that sort of thing. But that wasn't really going well. She didn't really like it. Because it came apart in pieces, she just liked to take it apart and throw it around. So we went to Toys R Us the other day, and we got just a single piece with arms and a back on it. The other one didn't have a back on it at all. And just a little dish, you know, that she does her business in, and then you just take it out and dump it. Worked really well, man.
That's awesome.
I'm really happy. So we might do what I call a marathon weekend, which a lot of people have been doing more lately.
Just kind of let them go.
No diaper at all, and they will figure it out. Still haven't figured out pee-pee in the potty yet, so we'll work on that. Bless you.
Thank you. I mean, it's a little early. I mean, we haven't. Maddie knows.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she'll like point and be like, she wants to go, but she won't actually do anything. Like,
right.
You know, Emma actually did. I'm not at the point where I'm real comfortable with, you know, attempting it.
Pooing on the potty?
Well,
you're not comfortable with it yet.
Like I said,
is this why you have to get warmed up?
Yes, exactly. I'm just not real comfortable with where she's at with her age and her being able to communicate that she needs to go.
Right. Yeah, it's a little tough, especially. It was easier when she would grunt and, like, make the specific noises, you know?
Right, yeah.
But she doesn't do that so much anymore. She just kind of stands there and looks at you. Yeah. Just gives you this look of deep thought, but what it actually is that she's pooping.
Are you taking a dump right now? You know, there's getting your kid potty trained is awesome because it's one. It's like I don't have to pay for diapers anymore.
Right.
No more wipes, and that is awesome. But then there's also the downside of your driving in the middle of nowhere, or it's like you just left the house and you're running late.
Right.
And they're like, oh, I have to go to the bathroom. And you're like, how many times did I put you on the toilet before we left the house?
Right.
And then, you know, when they're not potty trained, they're in the diaper, it's fine. It's like, just go and change them when you get there. But then again, the car also can smell horrendous.
Pretty bad. Right.
And, you know, trying to change a poopy diaper on a plane, which Sarah, because of how we were seated on the plane, where I was in the window and Sarah's on the outside, she ended up having to do the diaper change twice.
That's rough.
Oh, and it's, like, the changing tables are, like, the tiniest thing you'd ever see.
I didn't even know there were changing
tables.
Yeah,
it's, like,
on
above
planes.
The toilet. It kind of, like, folds down.
Seriously?
To an angle, yeah.
Wow.
And it's like... It looks totally uncomfortable.
Wow.
I mean, I couldn't even fit on there.
Obviously.
Not supposed to.
Not supposed to. No. Is that how you... never mind. I'm not gonna talk about that. The whole Mile High Club thing. You go to the bathroom to do it. Is that how they do it? They bring that little shelf down.
I can't imagine
and then,
that there's enough room.
I can't imagine it either, but...
Because there's the way it's in there...
I'd have to really slim down.
Yes. And you'd also have to be at a 90 degree.
Right.
45 degree.
Something like that.
The angle at which... No, seriously. The angle that the table is, like, the roof, like, the top, it's, like, slanted. Like, slanted
Why
down.
Why is it slanted?
Like, it's just the angle of the plane. Of, like, where
right.
the,
yeah,
where
that's
the plane
true.
Is.
So, yeah, you're gonna have to, like...
So,
okay,
it's like,
yeah.
pitched like a roof.
Wow.
So...
That's rough.
You're, like, changing them in, like, the where the roof meets the wall, basically, in a house.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, one, you can barely fit a kid on there. I don't think you're going to be able to fit an ass up there of a grown adult. But, you know, I was also thinking that as
oh,
well.
Oh, you were thinking about
I
that?
I was thinking, though, when you were...
You were thinking about letting the kids fall asleep and, you know, trying
yeah,
to sneak
Yeah, but I knew that wasn't
going to
happen. The kids falling asleep part.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
part.
Definitely was...
You were hoping. You had a hope. That's the face I'm getting from you right now. Well, I think that'll do it for this week. It was exciting. You had a vacation. We had Poopy in the Potty.
Yep.
All good things.
And I'll be single dadding starting in about 4 hours.
Oh,
when,
that's right.
When
yeah.
Sarah,
she's going on a trip.
Sarah leaves for the airport to go to North Dakota.
North Dakota, huh? That sounds great.
If we have any North Dakotians, North Dakotans,
yeah.
Listening, let me know what it's like there, because I just assume there's...
I just think of Fargo.
Yeah.
That's what I think of.
Yeah.
But
well, the Flyers' new head coach came from North Dakota.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the coach at North Dakota.
I usually prefer Canadians, but, you know...
Yeah.
It is what it is.
So she'll be in Milston.
Milston.
I believe.
Okay. Neat.
So she gets back. Flight gets in like 5:30 Friday.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll be
single dad in it for a little
bit.
On
my own again.
Doing things. Something. I don't know. Sorry,
but,
Willie.
But I got this.
Of course you
do. Not worried.
Yeah, you're good.
I know what I'm doing.
It'd be aight.
Lock my kids in the closet.
No. Actually, what's funny is... Never mind. Well, we're thinking about switching her to a toddler bed soon. And we were rearranging the closet, and we're thinking, man, you know, we can fit her bed in here. And that way we don't have to worry about, you know, locking the door to the bathroom and all that jazz. Yeah.
You always gotta lock the door to the bathroom.
Nah, it's all good.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Definitely will.
All right. Everybody have a good week. We'll see you on the next one.
In a week.
Right? Don't forget to tune in.
Subscribe on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter.
At PBDadCast. Same on the Instagrams.
Follow us on Facebook. Facebook.com/BobMilesDadCast.
And check out Ask a Dad every week.
On YouTube. YouTube.com/
Hashtag.
Poppin' Bottles Dadcast.
Booyah.
Peace.